Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting second. The left fielder, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Keller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goldsberry. Yost reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Byrne covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marsh. The throw from Keller and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Porterfield moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson fires to second and picks off Porterfield for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goldsberry. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vern throws towards second. Marsh fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marsh. Vernon scores. Keller moves to third. It's 4-0, Senators. Earl Hurst now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Keller scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Daryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels juggles the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Senators. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 6-1, Senators. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive towards short. Marsh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Krahoski moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wood strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing scores. It's 6-2, Senators. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Keller fields it and throws to third for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Goldsberry moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 6-3, Senators. Les Moss pinch hits for Dave Madison. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.